Tracy Brown, a water quality advocate for Westchester-based Riverkeeper, describes New York State's new law.
The sewage right to know law that went into effect May 1st of this year requires that communities that have sewage, raw or partially treated sewage, discharging into a waterway need to notify the public within no later than 4 hours of discovery of that discharge.
She says in the case of Kingston, the discharge into the 12-scale brook, a tributary of Rondell Creek, was reported to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation by July 8th, but not to the public until July 16th and via a press release. Here's Kingston Mayor Shane Gallo.
We respectfully feel that Riverkeeper's criticism is misplaced. Our primary concern at that time was to ensure the public's health, safety, and welfare. We took all steps to mitigate any danger to public health at that time. And as you know, subsequently, when we determined on Monday, July 9th, that there was the overflow with sampling and testing, that's when we started to chlorinate the creek to disinfect the contaminated discharge.
He adds,
I was up at the site today, and we've been sampling ever since the discharge has been recognized. And this far, because we've bypassed with the pump station, Allison, the overflow, it's all but eliminated any contamination, okay, in the creek.
He says it took a few days to identify the source, a collapsed sewer line between the Washington Avenue Tunnel and the Wilbur Avenue Sanitary Sewer. Nevertheless, Riverkeepers Brown says the public had a right to know about the contamination sooner.
Well, what we're doing is we're just trying to raise awareness about the law so the communities like Kingston, for whom this is new, realize that it's really important to enforce and comply with the law. And the public does want to know. The public is unhappy when they hear that they could have been exposed to disease-causing pathogens in sewage and that their elected officials knew about it and their county health department knew about it and New York State knew about it, but they decided it wasn't important enough to tell the public.
She says Riverkeeper learned of the contamination from a Wilbur Avenue resident whose property includes part of the brook.
And Riverkeeper sent a volunteer up the next day. We did sampling in his brook, and we incubated them in our lab and confirmed that, in fact, he had very high levels of fecal contamination in the brook, and that's when we started to get involved.
Mayor Gallo questions Riverkeeper sampling methods.
In some instances, we feel that the Riverkeeper samples are not accurate. They're sampling at high tide in areas down in the creek, which may not be in our treatment plant operator's opinion. We do our sampling at low tide and right where the pipe is discharging the effluent, okay, into the creek, into the Rondell Creek.
Brown says Riverkeeper took samples at the discharging pipe as well as downstream and found fecal contamination levels more than 1,000 times the Environmental Protection Agency's guidelines for safe swimming and primary contact. Going forward, with any sewage contamination issues, here's Gallo's notification plan.
Prospectively, we will ensure, okay, that the there will be timely compliance by putting the notice on the city's webpage. And also, we will endeavor to ensure that we contact local media to alert the public and to assure the public that the health, safety, and welfare is being protected.
He points out that the work on repairing the sewer overflow issue is separate from ongoing efforts on the Washington Avenue sinkhole, where work is scheduled for the end of September. As for the sewage right to know law, a DEC spokeswoman has previously said that the first component of the law went into effect May 1st, by which publicly owned treatment works and sewer systems must notify DEC and the State Department of Health of all raw or partially treated discharges within 2 hours of when they occur. She says a second component of the law requires publicly owned treatment works and sewer systems to notify the public directly when discharges occur. DEC is developing regulations and evaluating computerized notification systems for this portion of the law. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.